Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, as always, with stuff. This week we're going to look at movies and toys, because that's what this episode's all about. Let's start with movies. Wreck-It Ralph was number one at the box office last weekend with $49 million, followed by Flight with $24.9 million, Argo, $10.2 million, The Man with the Iron Fists, $7.9 million, and Taken 2 rounded out the top five with $5.9 million. New this week, James Bond Skyfall, Lincoln, A Royal Affair, the comedy, and other movies in limited release. In the news, we are now hearing reports that Michael Arndt is writing the next Star Wars movie. He is known for Toy Story 3, Hunger Games: Catching Fire, and Little Miss Sunshine. This movie could be out in 2015. Let's hope. Maybe. Diablo Cody is working on a new pilot for ABC about a 22-year-old millennial and a 32-year-old Gen X woman. Although I'm a smidgen older than 32, and I can pretty much tell you that Gen X seemed kind of over with people in my peer group when I was in high school. So I don't know about that. Seemed like we were kind of beyond that. But anyway. Transformers 4 is cast Mark Wahlberg, and there's a new logo going around for the movie, so you can go look for that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. You have five sales this week to choose from, ladies and gentlemen. We have one. The Lego sale continues. Buy an in-stock Lego set and get a second for 25% off. Two. Christmas ornaments are on sale. Three. T-shirts are on sale. Four. Free shipping on kitchenware. Spend $50 on in-stock kitchenware and get free shipping just in time for Thanksgiving. And five. Get free shipping on everything else. Spend $99 on in-stock merchandise, including our awesome Doctor Who Sonic Screwdriver remote control, and it will ship for free. You can't beat that. You can try, but you can't. See all the offers at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now and see new offers every Wednesday. In toy news, Psy, the Gangnam Style guy, is now getting some toys. Funko managed to license the Korean pop star and or rapper. I'm not sure. I've heard people say both. And I gotta be honest with you. I don't know K-pop well enough to know what the proper nomenclature is. Other than the fact that I do know the dude's been on a lot of morning TV shows. Which was surprising to see when you wake up, your channel grays, you're like, who's this? And then you see Al Roker doing the horsey dance. It happens. But anyway, this figure also is posed to do the horsey dance. There's a pop vinyl figure and a bobblehead, and they're both coming early next year. You can order those at Entertainment Earth right now. Just search on Psy or Gangnam Style, or preferably both, and you will find him. Biff Bang Pow added over 20 new items to its product line, including a Dexter Monitor Mate, a Genesis Dalek bobblehead, Color Change, Doctor Who Glassware, Battlestar Galactica Colonial Viper bobblehead, a Cylon light-up bobblehead, a Twilight Zone Nightmare at 20,000 feet diorama with a plane, and a bunch of other stuff. You really ought to check it all out, because there's a lot more, and if I just rattle things off, I think you'll get bored. But seeing this stuff is pretty amazing, so just go to Entertainment Earth and check Biff Bang Pow. Funko acquired Mixo, so now those papercraft items are available at Entertainment Earth. We'll be selling them when they show up. These include foldable figures for Masters of the Universe like He-Man and Skeletor, DC Comics characters like Wonder Woman and Batman, and many others. And Funko also confirmed they're going to do Star Wars Angry Birds bobbleheads, which actually look pretty neat. They're larger than the figures that are out there, but not too big. And the sculpt and the setup is pretty good. It's kind of like they're perched precariously on some bricks that could tumble. There's a Luke Skywalker X-Wing fighter, pilot bird, Darth Vader piggy, and a Stormtrooper piggy. And the 2012 Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar is in stock now. It's a little bit more expensive than last year's, but there's a lot more in the way of figures. Plus, there's two exclusive figures, one of which you really don't see on the box. There's an R2-D2 Snowman Lego minifigure, as well as Santa Darth Maul. Plus, there's a bunch of other figures and unique models, miniature models in this set. So it's a great collection. And don't forget, we have a very limited supply of last year's Lego City in Star Wars Advent Calendars, and we're selling quite a few every day, so I don't know if they're going to make it to Black Friday or not, but they're here if you want to get something new, and that something new is something old. It's not a bad set. New pre-orders this week include the Masters of the Universe Skeletor Power Sword Letter Opener, also the Sword of He, if that's what you'd rather call it, but it's purple, so it's not really He-Man's sword, it's Skeletor's sword, but it's sharp, and you can open letters with it, and that's, I like that. So anyway, that's all for this week. I am rambling. I got a lot to do because this time of year, if you don't know, the toy industry goes berserk during the last couple months of the year, because this is the season where non-collectors actually buy things, because most of the year it's people like you and me who buy this stuff all year long. But for the next few weeks, it's going to be moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, total strangers, friends of friends, that sort of thing. I don't understand why anyone would limit themselves to only buying toys this time of year, but hey, you know, to each their own. I got a basement full of action figures. That's what I like to do. So I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com. Search on Entertainment Earth. And don't forget, sale.entertainmentearth.com has all of our exciting special offers every week. So you'll want to check those out. And we're going to have some really cool stuff being added to bf.entertainmentearth.com. It's a secret starting next week. So check those out, won't you? See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.